Thank you for being with us today here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. It's been a while since I've been able to be with you. Been on vacation for a while and spending some time away with Adam. We had a great time in Florida. Thank you for your prayers and your encouragement, as many of you were so kind about our being able to be together for that time period. And Adam and I had a great time. And we're back and trying to get back into the natural regimen of things, in a sense. And one of those things is I've got to keep up with these messages and also to be able to take care of family business as part of Covenant of Grace and the work at the Bible College, at Focus Bible College. So be in prayer for me. I appreciate your prayers each and every day, your help, your volunteerism, etc. It all is a blessing, your financial gifts. It blesses so much what God is trying to do. Now, we, since January, have been talking about the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus, and today's going to be no different until we finish up this line of series of messages. And today's is going to be on not a set of rules, not a set of rules. Now, the theme we're on as part of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus is that through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, then made holy, set apart to God. Sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. And we have been talking about some of those issues in the scriptures. Let's specifically look at Leviticus 11:44. We're going to talk about consecration, etc. today. Let's look at the way holiness was to be attained under the old covenant. God said, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." All of Leviticus chapter 11 enumerates complicated regulations regarding what to eat, what to wear, what makes one clean or unclean. It was all a set of rules or standards people had to live by in order to get to the consecrated lifestyle. God's requirement was to consecrate yourselves, Leviticus 11:44. But you find out from this chapter that maintaining holiness was pretty complicated. There was a series of the most involved regulations. And sometimes you see this within churches too. They almost make it difficult to hurdle through different things in order to get to that place where you are a chosen one or a sanctified one or a child of God. These also shall be unclean to you among the creeping things, the scripture says, that creep on the earth, the mole, the mouse, and the large lizard, the gecko, the monitor lizard, the sand reptile, the sand lizard, and the chameleon. Whoever touches them when they are dead shall be unclean until evening. Leviticus 11:29-31. Complicated regulations, a lot of different things in this chapter. According to this regulation, for instance, if a mouse died and someone picked it up by the tail, he would be unclean until that evening. But scripture goes on to give further regulations about the container the mouse might fall in and the article of clothing it might touch. Then gives instructions on how to deal with the uncleanness. Observing all of these regulations would almost be, let's say, a full-time job. And that's what the Old Testament or covenant was to many people. It was extremely difficult and frustrating. Could you imagine trying to emulate, live by, and try to keep up with all the rules, and then seeing those who are of the religious order adding to it and doing different things along the way, trying to even make it harder for you? God said that if you succeeded in following these rules, you would be holy. But if you were going to attain holiness by keeping a set of rules, you would have to keep all the rules all the time. You could not omit one at any time. But thank God that He provided a better way. Amen. Because keeping all these rules is impossible for sinful humans. He made a way through the cross and the Lord Jesus Christ and provided a new covenant, not filled with a bunch of regulations and different other things in order for us to, quote, maintain and have all sorts of earthly leaders or teachers or preachers or etc. telling us what to do. But according to His grace at Calvary and the power of God, He has set us free through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the blood of Jesus. And we are able to stand in the grace of God, filled with the Spirit, and empowered by God's grace and Spirit, being able to go forward, not alone, but with Him, in Him, and being able to live out a life, not looking at all the standards around about us and what different principles to try to deal with all the time, but allowing the work of the Spirit to have its way and the Word of God to be our guidepost, and to look at it and to recognize it and to see, hey, how we might grow in the grace and knowledge of God and take upon ourselves that sanctified life by being set apart by the Spirit of the living God, as we have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, that has been that which we've passed through to get to this relationship. Amen. We no longer have to look at things in a Leviticus 11 relationship of all sorts of rules, regulations, different other things, and worrying constantly about whether we're saved or unsaved. Let's stand in the grace wherewith Christ has set us free. Let's recognize that our Father in heaven loves us. And let's go forth in the power of God's consecrated love to the cross. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that has made it all possible for me to go through into the grace relationship that I have now with you and understand the work of the Spirit through the power that has touched my heart and life through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I came to recognize what the Word says is for me. And thank you, Lord, that you have become my sacrifice, my hope, and my Lord. Lord, help me, Lord, not to be looking to set myself aside to make sure I put up all the post-it notes and attained all the little rules and regulations, but help me to live out Jesus and allow your love to flow and your character to take part in my life so that without even thinking about it, I begin to practice, live out this godly, sanctified life of holiness in you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Set me apart for your service, I pray. Amen. I hope God's Word bless you today, and I hope you are encouraged by the Word of God. Some neat things in the Scripture there, and as well to consider in our lives in Christ Jesus. Sanctification shouldn't be the hardest thing in the world, and living for God shouldn't be the hardest thing in the world. It takes effort, but it shouldn't be walking in fear and unbelief, but trusting in the grace wherewith Christ has set you free. Amen. If you need to reach us here at the Ministry of Covenant Grace, please do. Give us a call at 646-926-0401. That's 646-926-0401. Or email us at the ministry at ctmfinc@gmail.com. Good to be back with you today. Look forward to ministering to you in this capacity and others. God bless you in Jesus' name.